على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يشير في الميزان المؤمن اكثر من حسن الخلق او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وتستكر علماء الكرام المشايخ والمتنبي معاشر الامام رحمه الله عليه يستطيع اشرف الجواب into the question, and he asked that how did Islam spread? And according to the Europeans, according to historians, they had this wrong perception that now we know that Islam spread to this world. So Maharshi Kadhi Ramakrani gives beautiful examples in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noble companions, Sahaba radiallahu ajma'een, and after the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een, that how Islam, when people show good character and just want their heart over toward the deen of Islam. One of the Hassan Ali Nabi Ramakrani in 1982, when Yusufuri Mansarkar, the first name, was invited to take his talk, and in that talk, mentioned that, O people of England, that you have a chance, opportunity to create a lasting impression on the hearts of the whole people of the country. And how will be that? Is that when we inculcate certain qualities, such qualities which are generating sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when people look at you, when people sit with you, when people monitor your dealings, this automatically will draw them towards the deen of Islam. And he mentioned that in this will be of the father. And then he mentioned something that you mean, he quotes Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi and many other practicing. And he mentioned that the 13 years of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the Makkah al-Mukarram or period, and thereafter the 7 years of Madina al-Munawwarah, the first 7 years, so in total 20 years. 20 years Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a lot of effort that how people can come to the fold of Islam. But he mentioned that from the 7th year to the 10th year there was an influx of people coming to the fold of Islam. The Fatiha Makkah Sudan River had taken place. He asked what was the reason in the period of 3 years, from the 7th to the 10th year, so many people came to the fold of Islam. And yet there was no war has taken place as such. So Imam Zuhri Rahmatullahi has mentioned that when people start making ikhtilaf, started mixing with the Sahaba radiallahu, and he saw the integrity, the honesty, the fair dealing, the justice, this automatically war the heart and people hold the force of why the people start entering into large numbers. Why? Because of the akhlaq of the Sahaba of the Allah of Majmahim. The Ayah Karim that mentioned, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your character is most sublime, most exceptional. And our Shaykh Allah Barakat is saying that in a corporate world there is franchise. So the franchise of good akhlaq belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this akhlaq illuminated to the heart of Sahaba radiallahu anh and passed on from people person to person. You will find many incidents in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when people accepted Islam. The famous incident of that brother, Zayd bin Sa'ad, Yusuf al-Qurani mentioned ahead to Sahaba, when this person studied all the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he came to know of all the miracles, but there were two qualities that he wanted to put to the test of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This incident is quite lengthy, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed these two qualities, between the two qualities, the tolerance and the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this person was a rather ideal except for the deen of Islam. Then in another beautiful incident of the next person sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a person by the name of Umama ibn al-Khattab. He was a person after the 6 year of history, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to expand the horizon of Dawah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote many letters to various kings. And among the letters that he wrote was to this person, he was the chief of the Banu Hanifa tribe, and he came from Yamama, his name was Umama. So this person did not pay attention to the letter, and in fact, he had this in mind that it's a bad opportunity now to denounce our assassinate Amir Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But as time went on, this person forgot about it, and this person on occasion decided to go to Umrah, and he wanted to make some offering for the idols in Najafa. So he went in the direction towards Umrah, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were patrolling the houses of Madinah al-Munawwarah. They managed to capture Umama bin Khattab radiallahu anhum, and they intercepted Islam. So they came and they brought him, and they tied him up to the one of the village in Masjid al-Nabawi. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he went close to this Umama, so he asked the Sahaba, "Do you have captured? He is the leader of the Banu Hanifa tribe." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, "Na sa malaikum." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went home, told his household members, gathered matters of food, and he made ikram of Umama to his father. And in 3 days, every occasion the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to this person, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Umama, what do you desire?" So Umama was honest, and he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "In taqtul taqtul zaqtul wa in tunhim tunhim ala shafi'in wa in turidul maal sal wa tuqta." Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "If you kill me, then my land is worthy of being taken, my land is being worthy of being taken. But if you do grace toward me, and if you bear a hand, then I'll be very, very grateful. And if you desire a wife, then I'm the leader of the Yamama tribe, Abu Bakr, Banu Hanifa tribe, and whatever you desire, you will get." So the people are blessing the first day, the second day they take the apple, the third day they take the apple. After that, Umama went, "You are greedy," and the person greedy. This person went to the nearby town roads, he was clean, he took a bath, he donned new clothes, and he came into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, declaring shahada. And then he mentioned something very unique, that O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that among all the places on the face on the face of the earth, there was no place that was detested to me, no hate to me than your face. Today your face has become the most beloved face in my sight. And there was no such a more hated in my sight in Madinah al-Munawwarah. Today Madinah al-Munawwarah is the most beloved face in my sight." And then after, the ulama explained that this story was on, so the ulama explained from commentating on this incident, what drew Umama radiallahu anhu towards the deen of Islam. There was no compulsion from any kind of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the man explained by being tied to the one of the hadith, he noticed the akhlaq of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He noticed how they make ikram of one another. And the effect of the masjid, the ta'lim, etc. This has a great profound effect on his heart, and this was for the deen of Islam. So you find any incident like that, the person who was responsible of striking a fear to a conflicting mood to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha, and the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habbat ibn Aswad, when she was coming, leaving Makkah to Makkah to Madinah al-Munawwarah, this person was a kafir at that time, he was from the Quraysh, and he struck a fear, and this caused and then Zainab radiallahu anha to fall off of her veil. And she was expecting at that time, and because of this, she even had a miscarriage. And because of that wound of hers, she has passed away. Imagine now the person that struck a fear in the an injury to the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he came to the conquest of Makkah, Habbar ibn Aswad comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant me amnesty. Then forgive me." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Who you are forgiven?" And he also decided to carry the shahadat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you find many incidents of this Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the famous incident of the Ali radiallahu anhu, regarding that Sahaba, where the Jew has taken Arafah of the Ali radiallahu anhu, and then he was asked to give witnesses So Qadi Shuri was appointed by Ali Radhi Allah to Kufa. He tells Ali Radhi Allah that with regards to the testimony of a tree will accept him. But with regards to Islam will not accept him. We have a reason. So after Ali Radhi Allah said, I don't have any reason. So then the judge passed judgment in favor of the Jew. And after the Jew comes out from that court case, he tells Ali Radhi Allah, no doubt, this armor belongs to you. The one of the tradition in Paris from the Kuwait, Al-Fitna. Seeing the justice of Islam, that you appointed Qadi Shuri as the judge, you being a Muslim, Qadi Shuri was not biased towards you. Because of this, Ali has accepted Islam and has recited the Kalim Shahadah before you. Likewise, you find many instances of Sahaba Radi Allah, that Ali Radi Allah on one occasion had been Jew down. And in battle, about to finish him off, and he struck on the paper as Ali Radi Allah. As Ali Radi Allah stepped back, so the Jew became amazed. And he said, Oh Ali, what is wrong? We had an opportunity to finish him off. So he said that at first, by killing you was the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you spat on my face, my emotion became overtook me. In other words, I became angry not because for the pleasure of Allah, but for my own sake. And if I feel my own sake, this is wrong. That is why I left you. If this is your deen and this is your sincerity, then all the people can accept you now. When Ashraf Ali Rahmatullahi has mentioned that every morning a person should make this intention. That a person should make his intention of their Adam Islam. That every morning I wake up, inshallah, I will make intention not to cause harm to any person, to any individual, whether it is my employee, whether it is my worker, whether it is those associates around you, I will not cause harm to them. And it should not happen that person does not make Adam Islam, he does not have any intention. Then most likely you will call somebody. It's like your father is in neutral. If it's in neutral, the cow might be over or move backward. But if it's in gear, the cow will not move. So a person makes that intention, inshallah. After that, Mubarak was asked, what is good character? He mentioned three things over here. First, he mentioned Salah Qabul Wajh. A person should have his private being. A cheerful disposition. He also, as one of the Qadi explained yesterday, that we should have a final meeting with our secretary or the air hostess. Yes, to have a sign of our family members, our wife, our children, our employees, etc. The second he mentioned, Rasulul Ma'ruf, to be generous. This is also part of good character. And the third one he mentioned is Taqul Adha. That to restrain yourself, not to cause any harm to anyone. So in this way, respectable, a person who makes Islam with akhlaq and takes out all the akhlaq of the leader, and then he substitutes with all akhlaq of the leader. This what it is. Then this person will become a means of people coming to the whole of Islam. Sahal Sastani Ramadhanani was a great saint of his time, body of his time. It is mentioned that when he was staying in an apartment above, there was a Majusi, a fire worshiper that was living. And it so happened, the toilet of the Majusi, it caught a hole appeared in the ceiling, and the urine, the napati used to seep through that hole and come into the house of Sahal Sastani Ramadhanani. Sahal Sastani Ramadhanani was raised on, used to put a bucket, and during the early hours of the morning, no one was, when everyone was asleep, and his desire was no one should see me, he used to go empty the bucket, bring it back, and this continued to last for 20 years. When Sahal Sastani Ramadhanani was about to pass away, when the sign of the day now was going to leave this world, so he asked that the neighbor above should be called to be summoned. So this Majusi came and he told Majusi that when we not for the fact that I'm going to leave this world, and when we not for the fear that I have that people not be tolerant towards you, then I would have totally find you from a very long time. So this person asked, what are you talking about? He said, take a walk down the passage, see what is happening. So this person takes a walk, and he sees it's a bucket, and then the urine that is falling from above. So he comes to Sahana Sari Ramadhani and asks, that, oh Sahana, how come you have tolerated this? He said, I've tolerated this for 20 years. He said, why didn't you inform me? He said, my religion, the deen of Islam, exercises in countries that to have tolerance. And the reason the ulama explained why you need to upload the practice early in the morning, because if here anyone came to know that Sahana Sari Ramadhani is doing this, and this person giving taqlid to the neighbor, they will go and reprimand you. So he said, once that will happen. So he said, if this is your religion, then the Lord stretch out your hands and prepare to accept the deen of Islam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala, he was walking, and there are similar incidents by the worship of Sheikh at the lower part of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. And while he's walking to the house to pray with his youth, he had some, while he's walking, some nafa came under his foot, under his shoe. So he came near the house and noticed there's some nafa. So to get rid of the nafa, he made some action on his foot. And in doing so, that spirit, that najasa, came onto the wall of the fire worship. The Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi was in a dilemma, and he's standing there and watching, and he's thinking that if I have to leave that nafaki on that wall, that spirit, then this will cause a stain on that wall. And if I will scrape it out, this will cause damage and defect to that wall of that fire worship. So he knocks on the door of that person, the slave comes, and he tells that the slave go inform the master that no man be around him there, Imam Abu Hanifa. So the person comes, immediately when he looks at Imam Abu Hanifa, then he thinks that Imam Abu Hanifa has come to ask for his Jews, for his money. So he starts making excuses. So Imam Abu Hanifa comes to that, so he forgets that death is something more important than that. So he comes and asks Imam Abu Hanifa, what is more important than the money that I owe you? Then he explained to me, now passing it from my foot, from my shoe, I shook it off and it came onto the wall. And this is the situation, if I leave it there, it falls, the thing. If I scrape it off, then this will cause a defect, damage to the wall. This person told Imam Sahib, oh Imam Sahib, before you take out the filth from the wall, take out the filth of Tufa from my heart. And this person also accepted this challenge. We don't have to look very far. When I used to protest from the Hanani, one ulama program you mentioned, the topic was that showing good hasanat to the people, especially the locals. So he said, I'm not showing off anything. He said, about 10 to 12 servants or maids had worked for me. So a person might think in his mind, 12 female servants work for me, maybe there was some problem, that's why he got left. So he mentioned, I'm not saying this about Papa, I'm saying this, I did the effort, that each one came with Burma or Papa, and each one left with the Moor of Iman. Each one left with the Moor of Iman, and they were told to go back. That's why they left. Go back and work to your communities and you might get what you can. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send the brothers, grant us the beautiful akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and this is this jalsa that we have, that how we can beautify our akhlaq. And the ulama explains that a person who shows good akhlaq to his family, then especially his wife, then it is considered as the value of the time. Not me, person should akhlaq whatever you want, and besides the family at home. So it is very important, very important that we show good akhlaq to each and every individual. On a lighter note, we mentioned one person went for shopping with his wife. So now he got a break from his wife. So the wife, after 1 hour, she was asked, and she started going on, "Where are you?" And derogatory terms she was using for him. "You know, I'm signing the queue, I need to pay for the stuff. Where is the credit card?" So the husband had a relaxed touch. She said, "Oh, where are you?" Then now when he tells her, said, "Oh, my wife, do you remember after you got married, you became a certain jeweler shop?" She said, "Yes, yes, I remember." She said, "Remember you saw the guidance and measures that you already wanted?" Now she started asking, "Oh, yeah, 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 I haven't forgotten about that. And didn't I tell you one day to be your own mother? You're so beautiful, you're so loving, you're so kind. Do you remember the shop?" She said, "Yes, yes, I remember the shop. Should I come in now?" He said, "Yes, I'll make room for the shop having coffee." She thought a lot of fortune to get the diamond necklace. Talking about the coffee shop, one person went to the coffee shop. So he ordered a coffee. So a young man who comes, orders a coffee, there, the woman is serving, but she gives him the wrong coffee. So he comes extremely angry. And she was very rude and abrupt, and this carried on. Then he found that the coffee also was cold. There was no sugar. And they were exchanging words, he had words, she had had a problem. So nevertheless, she had to give him another coffee. So she tells this person that you and my husband were giving the new coffee now. He said, "If you were my husband, I would have definitely put poison in this coffee of yours." So he turned around and he said, "If you were my wife, I would definitely know it." The true akhlaq that can make people towards the Imam.